Continuing here, our Onega Locker Room Chats on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. It's week number 3. I'm Krennan Prophet here alongside head coach of the boys team here of Onega. It is Jason Claycamp. This Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy. Here, a couple of losses here since the last time we spoke. JCN on Friday last week, and then Jackson Heights this week here on Tuesday. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games for you and your team?
I thought the JCN game, I thought we played really well. I think we were actually up 5 or 6 at halftime. Their big kid really gave us some fits. He played really well, and then they started getting some shots in the second half. We just couldn't get a shot to fall in the second half. But I thought we did a lot of good things, and we were right in that ball game. I mean, it was still a single point game in the third quarter there, and we just couldn't make shots to finish it out. But and last night, We were down a player or two. I won't make excuses, but offensively we struggled. Jackson High's super athletic team, and we struggled all night. And they kind of got hot from outside as well. I think they made quite a few threes on us last night. So,
but looking at some of your player performances though from those games, you're getting a lot of players back. Unfortunately, are kind of missing some players. Max Honus came back last night against Jackson Heights. He had a really nice performance there on the court. Good amount of assists, steals, points, rebounds. Just kind of a spark plug player, a do-it-all, if you will. But still, as you kind of mentioned, you don't make excuses for it. But you have a lot of guys who've been out this year, some sickness as well. Coy Niter was out last night. So again, you talked about some players here, hopefully getting into this break, you know, using it as a chance to get guys healthy, get guys some more time there on the court, working together, get into a flow. So, you know, kind of coach, I mean, what's that winter break kind of going to be coming up here for you and your team?
Yeah, I think that's big for us, just getting everybody healthy and back. I know Keegan Vindenberg, he's a kid who's one of our better defensive players and athletic kid on the offensive end of the floor. I think he's a kid that once he gets back from his injury, he's going to help us a ton, especially on the offensive end of the floor as far as rebounding and stuff like that. And then just getting the flu through us. Right now, the flu's hitting us pretty hard, and just getting everybody healthy and on the floor for one game would be a great thing right now.
Well, upcoming here, you have one more game before the winter break. It's against Frankfort here. It's on Friday. It's our, right now, 92.1 KMZA game of the week. What are some game plans and keys here coming up to this matchup here on Friday?
Well, they're going to be a tough team just like usual. I know they lost some seniors last year, but they do bring back the Anderson kid, who's one of the better players in the league. So I think it's going to be about containing him and not letting him go crazy on us. We're perfectly capable of going up and putting a good game together and playing them tough, but we're going to have to keep Anderson in check.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Of course, good luck to you on your upcoming game on Friday. We'll talk to you and see you then. So, again, Coach, appreciate your time as always, and good luck this Friday.
Thank you.
That was head coach of the Onega boys, Jason Claycamp. Again, our game of the week here right now on Friday. It's the Onega Buffaloes on the road taking on the Frankfort Wildcats.